Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 13 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. This Great Deep podcast series is an artistic venture to dive deeper and explore the songs and their themes as well as other talking points of the day. And in this episode, we're asking the question, what does it mean to lose yourself? Have you ever heard someone say, I need to travel and go find myself? Or on the other end of the spectrum, you have people who will say they feel lost to their true self. Well, as usual, there's a blog post on the subject which you can read about. The link will be in the show notes. And it talks about some of the ideas of what it means to lose yourself. I think on this subject, there is so much I could philosophize about, but I'd rather just tell my story so far, and I'll do my best to be honest. I think most of us, if we're all honest, have a selfish trait in us that just won't subside, least of all me. I say this because, I mean, the reality is I like my space, I like my time, I like my things, I like my own agenda and my own plan. Now, I can tell you that this was no mean feat growing up in a family of six. When there are so many of you, you have no choice but to help each other. And as the eldest of four kids, I started out with chores right up front, and so did my siblings. But when I was a young 20-something, I would say my plan was a fairly westernized one, which is to say, I was going to get a job, earn enough money to move out of home, and be independent. That's a key concept right there, independence. And once I was an eligible bachelor in the eyes of Western society, I would then start looking for a wife. Well, as life happens, everything took place in exactly the opposite order. I met my wife and got engaged. I then got a job. Then we got married, and then I moved out of home. It was the beginning of an important lesson for me, one which I am still learning, that often we need to surrender our own agenda for something greater. Then kids came along. You know how everyone says that nothing prepares you for kids like having kids? Well, in my case, I developed an appreciation for a solid night's sleep. I can tell you that much. And I never knew that I didn't have it before. But that's an obvious one. There are other things that happen. And you have to choose one thing over the other. You choose watching sport matches on TV or supervising bath time. You choose a round of golf with the mates or dinner out with the family. In my case, studio time and new albums, or making the home better for your wife and your family. Now, these things sound so simple and so logical, but I've realized how hard these things are. We are hardwired to be selfish. We need this thing called me time. Now, I am not saying I don't get me time, because I do. But I think my wife will tell you the same thing, that we have both been brutally honest with each other, and we've each been hard on ourselves for the sake of our marriage and our family. Neither of us, I would say, are the same as we were when we first got married. We have changed fundamentally. I think back on those times and I think before, I would say, we had all the answers and we were loud. Nowadays, we're just loud. Tammy is very different now to when we first got married. And she's going to hate me saying this, but she's grown softer, more empathetic, more mature, and more beautiful along this journey. And she's helped me see the importance of this idea of losing yourself. And I really see in her the essence of that idea, because she epitomizes for me a giving up of her own independence, her surname, her ideas and dreams to be a wife and be a mother and an amazing, really authentic friend to those around her. So that's the story so far. And basically what I'm saying is, if you want to understand the idea of losing yourself, marriage and parenting will fast track your experience. I mean, you basically slowly kiss your life away. Over and above that, there's an idea that we surrender ourselves to a greater plan. And beyond our own mere design and understanding, there is something that brings an inherent joy and fulfillment that you just don't get by fulfilling your own needs and doing your own thing. And that brings the conversation to the title song of this podcast. I'm losing myself. Oh, I'm losing myself.
Once upon a time I pursued selfish pleasures, but I find that I only have one endeavor, and that is to please you, just you. I made brand new in everything that I do as I lose myself.
So you can probably hear a little bit of R&B influence, maybe a slightly different take on the melody and musicality. And so here it is, broken down.
The music.
Well, for this one, my brother, John, who resides in Cape Town, gives us the inside track on the music.
So the music for Losing Myself came about really just as a result of me wanting to experiment and try something a little bit different than what I'm used to. Most of the musical ideas tend to come from just sitting down at the keyboard and playing, because that's my primary instrument. So on this occasion, I wanted to try and have a go at writing something on the guitar. And over the years, listening to various different contemporary artists, I'd come across a non-standard tuning known as Dadgad. And in particular, artists like Stephen Curtis Chapman and Building 429, who've used this tuning in a number of their songs and have occasionally put up YouTube tutorials for how to play acoustic versions. Through exposure to that, I'd become aware of this tuning. Dadgad is just the result of tuning the first, second, and sixth strings down a whole step. So you get D, A, D, G, A, D on the strings. And those notes make a suspended fourth. And when you play chords with this tuning, you tend to use shapes and voicings which preserve that really open sounding quality. And I really just like the feel of that and had been wanting to give it a try. So experimented with some of the chords I knew, and that's how the music for Losing Myself was born.
In addition to this, I am a huge fan of Toby Mac and DC Talk and their progression through musical genres from their different albums. So I really like this idea of rap and rock and pop kind of blending together. And so Sandile Kambula is featured on this one as well, and we worked together. And as the process went along, it was clear that we were diving into a subject which was probably a bit deeper than what it initially set out to be.
The lyrics. The
lyrics.
Say the lyrics.
Part of my processing of things is often in poems, and those then turn into lyrics, which inevitably turn into songs. And this particular lyric was born in the trenches of sleepless nights, in the midst of bills to pay, trying to raise kids and keep the flame alive within our own marriage. And I will say that deep down, Tammy and I believe in the thing called love. But it's a serving, giving, pouring out kind of love, as opposed to the Valentine's kind of love. And when it came to recording the song, I remember we were at home tracking the song with Sandile, and as we processed the rap segments, we found ourselves looking at the Message translation of Philippians and Galatians. And in that instance, I really feel like the song speaks for itself.
Nugget of wisdom.
Well, in the last few weeks and months, I've become intrigued with the life of Eugene Peterson and some of the YouTube documentaries of his life. Eugene wrote The Message, which is contemporary English version of the New Testament in the Bible. Now, please don't dial out if you're not a believer in Jesus, because we're about to talk about Marilyn's breasts here. One of the videos I watched, which I'll include in the show notes, includes a segment of him reading his book. If you watch the clip, I think you'll appreciate the authenticity and humility of Eugene, which really appeals to me. But in this clip, which I feel has relevance to the podcast, he talks about beauty and the essence of faith being between people. And this is the kind of thing that I feel we often take for granted when we are preoccupied with ourselves. We miss the beauty that is around us and the beauty that is between us. So here's Eugene.
This quotation from Isaiah 53:2. He had no form or comeliness that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. A whiff, a beagle for beauty, I sniffed Monet's haystacks, Van Gogh's sunflowers, devoutly meditated Marilyn's breasts, watched kingfishers, lost the scent. Art is making visible what's invisible in the life of faith. And that's the most important thing about faith. It's between you and me and God. But you can't see it. But you can see when it's not there. There's no relationship. Or there's criticism, or there's anger or something. And I just think that word between is just a really powerful concept to understand the nature of what we're at all this time.
Well, in researching some of the ideas for this podcast, I put up some keywords, and man, I am very excited to share this little nostalgic clip from our favorite movie quote segment.
This episode's movie quote.
This episode's movies quits.
Quote.
Quote.
Say quote.
Quote.
Okay, try it again.
This episode movies quote.
Well, in line with the idea of giving up your own agenda and helping someone else, here's a line from Jerry Maguire, the football agent who gets stuck looking after one lone player.
We want more from them, so let's give them more. Let's show them your pure joy of the game. Let's bury the attitude a little bit and show them...
Wait. You're telling me to dance.
No. I'm saying to get back to the guy who first started playing this game. Remember? Way back when you were a kid, it wasn't just about the money, was it? Was it? Was it?
Do your job. Don't you tell me to dance.
Fine. Hey,
fuck! I am an athlete. I am not an entertainer.
Fuck!
These are the ABCs of me, baby. I do not dance, and I do not start preseason without a contract.
Fine.
Jerry, talk to me. Breathe, Jerry.
I am out here for you. You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you. It is an up at dawn, pride swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about, okay? Just, God, help me. Help me, Rod. Help me help you. Help me help you. Help me help you.
You are hanging on by a very thin thread. And I dig that about you. No contract? I help everybody. That's my man.
Hey, I'm happy to entertain you.
Help me.
I'll see you in Los Angeles.
Jerry, come on, man. Hey, see, that's the difference between us. You think we're fighting, and I think we're finally talking.
There's so much going on in that little clip that I don't even know where to start. But I really feel like it appeals to the sentiment of losing yourself and serving someone else. Let's put it that way. Well, that's it for this edition of the podcast. And... please don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'd really love to hear from you. And for more insights on the band and this project, we recommend you go straight to the source, ryancolder.co.za, where you can find all the details. Until next time, keep pondering the great deep.